Our colleague Melissa Block is in Blacksburg, and she has this snapshot of the mood on campus and in the town.
The campus of Virginia Tech is eerily deserted. Many students have left for the comfort of home and family. The vast green expanse known as the drill field at the heart of campus that would normally be swarming with students is just about empty. At one end, students have set up a shrine at the base of two large initials, VT, in the school colors, maroon and orange. There's a school cap hanging on top, a few bunches of tulips, and lots of red and white candles waiting to be lit. It's hard to miss, around campus, the Student Cadet Corps. The corps dates back to the founding of the school in 1872, and today the cadets are crisp and polished in their Dress B uniform, a navy fitted jacket, white pants, shiny black loafers, and a white hat with black patent leather brim.
Usually we wear, like, you know, camouflage and BDUs and stuff like that, but from what's happened and everything, the visual, it's to show respect.
Mark Walzik is a freshman and an Army ROTC cadet from Huntington, New York.
People are just kind of keeping to themselves so much. But there's a lot of brotherhood and unity with us, and everyone's there for each other. I know there's a lot of silent grieving. A lot of people just trying to reflect on what happened, just figure out why this happened. It's senseless violence. Yeah.
One of those who dealt directly with the physical wreckage of that violence is Dr. Joseph Cassiopo. He's an emergency room doctor at Montgomery Regional Hospital, where many of the shooting victims were taken.
Just brutal. He just wasn't randomly firing the gun. He was aiming the gun with the intent to kill. What I saw, there was not a patient that had less than three bullet wounds. He took aim and fired. There was one third-party report. I'm giving it to you in the third person, but one of the survivors had indicated to the surgeon that took care of him that he was the only survivor in his classroom, and he only survived because he was pinned underneath a body. And he said that he heard him unload a clip and reload at least three times and continue to fire into the bodies in the floor, in the ground. I mean, this guy was brutal.
Dr. Cassiopo says the hospital has regular mass disaster drills, but nothing could prepare the staff emotionally for what they've seen these last 2 days.
I mean, this is just horrific. These are our friends. These are our neighbors. This community is like one big family, and there's a good possibility that our staff that was working and the staff that came in to help were going to recognize someone. And, I mean, this is a very emotional thing.
I'm sure as an emergency room doctor you're trained to take all that in, but I wonder on some level that just has to be reverberating with you and still be haunting you and will continue to haunt you.
Oh yeah, it's interesting. Yesterday afternoon, as I was leaving the hospital and coming back to the school, there were at least 10 state trooper vehicles coming the other direction. It brought back memories of Kent State University. I was a graduate student at Kent State when we had that problem there in May of 1970. So I'm sure that there will be some things that will occur years from now and will give me flashback memories of this last 24 hours.
And that's what came back to you yesterday?
Yeah, just flashed right back. I don't think we want to be remembered like Kent State. I think Blacksburg and Virginia Tech wants to be remembered as a community that, faced this tragedy, but rose up to the occasion.
Today, many of the students who did stay in town made their way to this afternoon's convocation. Waves of students in maroon and orange T-shirts and jackets. Four students stopped to talk: Shane O'Connell, Ashley Landers, Missy Westrick, and Robert Jimenez. Robert described the prevailing mood as overwhelming shock as the enormity of what happened yesterday begins to sink in and the names of the victims have become known.
Personally, it didn't hit me until this morning when I woke up. I was kind of in awe yesterday, and then I woke up this morning and kind of was staring at the ceiling and was kind of like, bing, and you just get really depressed and kind of angry almost at your confusion and your lack of knowledge of what happened and what his thoughts were.
Initially, I was very frustrated that they didn't at least email people that, there was a shooter on campus and they was at large. But, I can sympathize with how they felt it was the right decision at the time, how they thought it was just a murder-suicide between the RA and the young girl and West Ambo Johnson. But I still think if they had gotten something out, that you can't help but think that the results would have been different. And in that way, I think everyone's very frustrated.
President Steger is getting a lot of flack from the press, and I think it's really uncalled for. With the information he had on hand, he would never put us at jeopardy. Obviously, they thought it was a domestic incident, and no one could have ever anticipated this happening. So personally, as a student who really respects the president of this university, I'm appalled by the way that the press is treating President Steger.
It's been so empty on campus today. Did any of you think, I'm just going to go home, I need to be with my family right now?
Well, right now, I think, for me at least, I want to stay here and be with my friends, and we just need to get through this together, just take it one day at a time. And
I feel like together, the college is pushed into one big group of people, and to go home right now would almost be to run away from the problem at hand here. I think we need to get through this together as a university.
This morning, a group of clergy from churches in Blacksburg and neighboring towns got together at a church across from campus to try to figure out the best ways they can help. One way, home-cooked food.
I was talking to students last night at the service. They were saying they would just love to have food brought to them, or they would like to be with people who have non-cafeteria food, food that's cooked at home.
Comfort.
Yeah.
Comfort, I guess. Is what people are looking for.
The level of shock that people are feeling, they're looking for some way to be reassured, to be comfortable, to be in a place where they're feeling that they can trust the people that they're with, that they're able to say what they want to say, feel what they want to feel in a safe environment.
One Catholic priest mentions that 10 students spent last night at his church. They don't want to be alone. And the clergy members have been getting lots of offers of help from all over.
And I'm just getting tons of people who want to volunteer to come and provide pastoral counseling. Mm-hmm. We need to determine how to use those people so that we just don't have a lot of strangers in a town that really has too many strangers now.
When you think about our little town of Blacksburg and what it has had to deal with this year, it is just so overwhelming right now. But it's going to continue to be overwhelming for weeks and months. It's our friends who are going to be needing us in the near future.
I'm Melissa Block in Blacksburg, Virginia.